just finally on something that you've experienced directly now, which is an experience of arriving at an airport to get a flight, in your case, to Germany with Lufthansa, and to discover that they had overbooked and you were bumped. Tell me about that story.
Yes, and there's no easy way to get to Strasbourg. Normally I come via Dublin to Frankfurt and then a bus into Strasbourg. And I had the same booking done for yesterday morning. I was up at 6 and away I went to Dublin Airport. Had already booked Lufthansa, arrived to check in to be told, sorry, we have overbooked. There is no seat for you on the plane. So I said, how do you mean? I said, have it booked, have it here. I said, we book long in advance because we know when Strasbourg sessions are going to be. I have been doing it 1 week every month for the last 7 years. And he said, sorry, no, we're overbooked. You'll have to go on a different flight. And then they said there was a possibility that I might get on because there was one person in business class. I was travelling economy. One person in business class who hadn't arrived. And I said, how long are you going to give him to arrive? And they waited almost an hour. And eventually they said they would close the gate, or close the desk at 11:35. He arrived at 11:33, thinking that he had no hope of getting on the plane. They gave him his ticket, fast-tracked him through and onto the plane, and told me to go over to another desk and they'd try and arrange another flight. There were other people there in a similar position, and I was waiting for, I would say, the best part of an hour. And eventually I got into my office, booked an alternative flight to Paris, and got the train down and got here last night at midnight.
That's an extraordinary day's travel. But did Lufthansa themselves offer to pay for the flight to Paris? Did they, because it doesn't sound like they made the arrangements, you had to make the alternate travel arrangements, even though they were the ones at fault for overbooking?
You see, I was in the queue for a while and the gentleman that brought me over first indicated to me that they were going to deal with it straight away. But then I had to try and get to Strasbourg and I had to look at how I was going to get there and time was running by. And some of the flights, I got the office to check, some of the flights had already been booked out, fully booked. So when we got one, I took it. And then I told the lady I was doing, making my own arrangements. She said, are you sure? We'll try and do something else for you at that stage. But I might be still there, for all I know, if I'd done that. And there were other people whom I spoke to who were also in a similar situation. So I think it raises a serious issue, which I'm going to write to the Commission about, and I'm going to do everything I can to get legislation through on it, is to bring in legislation that will stop airlines from overbooking. Because if you book, you should be entitled to travel. And this idea that we will sell more seats than are actually available on the plane, that's very bad practice to me and totally disrespectful of citizens. So I want to ensure that other people when they're travelling won't be put in a similar position as I was yesterday.
Yeah, because we hear this goes on all the time and to a certain extent the airlines get away with it because people don't turn up. So they obviously sort of look at this in a very broad sort of a way and reckon that so many people won't turn up and they'll get away with it. But I gather that the flight was at 12:10. And you arrived in plenty of time at around 10:30. So it wasn't like you arrived at the last minute.
No, because at this stage I was fairly well timed. I gave myself plenty of time. So I was there the same time as I'd normally be there. And should the desk didn't close until an hour afterwards. So I was in plenty of time, but others had been in before me. And I said, sorry, we are short. So more or less, tough luck.
Did they apologise?
Kind of. I would say the gentleman, I would hardly call it an apology. He just stated the facts more or less coldly to me. But I would have to say the lady behind the desk was trying to do her very best to deal with everybody. And I wouldn't fault her at all.
And you're saying now that you want to do something at a European level to try and stop this kind of behaviour?
Oh, I'm definitely willing. I'm going to raise it and I'll try and get support for it. And hopefully I will be able to get it banned because it's sharp practice where I'm concerned. It's a bit like a shopkeeper having 6 apples to sell and he decides to say he has 8 to sell. So the two people who come last say, sorry, you paid for apples but I have none left and I'll take care of it some other time.
So you're going to raise it with your fellow MEPs, but then what you're saying is that you're maybe going to take this to the European Parliament itself, or to the European Commission at least, to do something about it.
Oh, I certainly will. I think it's a despicable practice. Thankfully, in some respects, it happened to me, because it's happening to other people probably day in, day out. They're suffering hugely. They're missing flights. They're missing arrangements as a result of it. And it should not be tolerated under any circumstances. Because, after all, if there are 200 seats in a flight, they sell 200 seats. If some people don't turn up, they still get paid for those. And why should they be selling extra? It's not good enough.